just 0.3% of boat migrants arrested under UK's new border control laws. By Peter Cattle on December 12, 2022. Despite reportedly being aimed at reducing the number of illegals coming to Britain, only 0.3% of boat migrants have been arrested under the country's new border control laws passed earlier this year. Less than 100 people have been arrested for breaking rules set out in Britain's Nationality and Borders Act, with the BBC reporting on Monday that overall, only 0.3% of boat migrants who have crossed the English Channel have been arrested under the new border control bill since it became law. The statistic appears to indicate that the new law is yet another Tory failure in the realm of immigration control, with the party also letting in record numbers of legal migrants over the last year. According to the UK's state-owned broadcaster, only 96 people have been arrested on suspicion of breaking rules set out by the Nationality and Borders Act, which was initially billed by disgraced former Home Office Secretary Preeti Patel as being a panacea to the country's rampant immigration problem. To make matters even worse, out of this number, only around 78 people were charged with a crime under the bill, with just 56 actually having been convicted of wrongdoing so far. Talking to the broadcaster, a spokesman from the Home Office emphasized that an additional 180 people have been arrested since the summer on suspicion of breaking immigration laws unrelated to the new bill, though this figure is also a fraction of the over 40,000 migrants who have crossed into Britain via the English Channel alone this year. Although many Britons may find the newly revealed data disappointing, it will likely not be considered surprising considering the Conservative Party's complete inability to get both legal and illegal immigration under control. For example, according to data from the country's Defence Ministry, 240 migrants in five separate small boats crossed into Britain on Sunday alone, with thousands more having made the journey in November. However, even with tens of thousands of migrants entering the country illegally, it is actually legal immigration into Britain that has hit a record high, with former Prime Minister Boris Johnson seeing 1.1 million visas issued for those arriving in the country over the past year. Many have attributed the huge number of migrants, especially from the Indian subcontinent, as being a partial cause of sectarian violence in some British cities, with members of the Muslim and Hindu communities in the likes of Leicester and Birmingham. The riots in Leicester and Birmingham were said by both the Hindu and Muslim communities to be caused by people who had recently come from the subcontinent, one longtime immigration critic, Nigel Farage, remarked. His claims appear to be backed up by some of those with migrant backgrounds in Britain, with one Muslim in the country saying in an unverified video that recent Hindu arrivals from India have brought with them sectarian grudges, which have resulted in conflict. "We've got no issue with Hindus that are from Britain. We've got no issue with British Hindus," the man, who concealed his identity with a mask, said. "But the rest of you, Hindu nationalist, freshies, if you come in, you are going to get met by us every single time." Others, however, have attributed the violence to alleged fake news spread by Muslims that a group of Hindu men harassed a Muslim girl on the street, with research finding no evidence that Indian migrants in Britain have ties to hardline Hindu nationalist groups. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.